Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
This summer, Sin Crew are taking it back to the 70s and early 80s with Doze Hops, Head Drills and Cooper Font. It's also the Summer B-Boy Foundation course, and fortunately Ben is here to explain it to you and to me. Welcome back, Ben. Good to see you.
Hiya, good to see you.
So, for those who haven't heard you on air before, tell us a little bit about the Sin Crew and what you do and where you do it.
Well, Sin Crew is a Cambridge-based hip-hop arts organisation. We're currently based down at 10 Pembroke Street in the centre of town. We've got an office down there, and we kind of regularly teach B-Boy, which you might know as break-in or breakdance.
So I know what breakdancing is. That's straight. Yeah. So why the difference of calling it B-Boy?
Breakdancing is kind of like a media term that the media came up with, but the actual name of the dance is called B-Boying, or people know it as breaking as well.
Oh, I'm media, so I'm going to keep calling it breakdancing, I'm afraid. But tell me a little bit about the summer B-Boy Foundation course. I know what Cooper Font is, by the way. That's the sort of the bobbly one. They used to use it in the titles of Rent-A-Ghost in the 70s.
Yeah, that's right. That's the font we're using on our flyer at the moment, and it's also a kind of reference to the T-shirts that customized T-shirts that they used to do, where they used to lay out the letters, and it would be a Cooper font, so you'd have your B-Boy name on your
And it's funny because the Cooper font goes back to the 1920s, I think, originally, which doesn't, you kind of always associate, well, I always associate it with 70s,
but yeah,
like a lot of these things, it's been around for goodness knows how long.
Yeah, so it's famous for those iron-on T-shirts that the B-Boys used to wear.
So tell me about those hops and the head drills then. What do they look like?
Those hops and the head drills. Well, you have to come down and see and find out. But basically, it's kind of, this course is looking at the real kind of foundation of B-Boying, which is like the original kind of style that started in the 1970s in the kind of the Bronx in New York and stuff. But basically, foundation is pretty much the foundation to the dance. So it's kind of the blueprint of it, if you like.
So it's kind of, I don't know, it's like I'd say the basic steps, but obviously it's not steps, is it? But you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's kind of foundation is the blueprint. So you've got like kind of a top rock, which would be the kind of top style stuff, very basic kind of footsteps, and then kind of groundwork and stuff where you go lower down and then come back up, and then kind of as you progress, you kind of do kind of power moves and things like that, and kind of, as long as you have the foundation in the first place, then you can build and do,
I guess, it's like anything, isn't it? Yeah, foundations sums it up quite well, and developing into, you know, getting the flips and stuff after that, I guess, on the advanced course, presumably.
So it's kind of building up, but this course is kind of open to everybody, so beginners, more experienced dancers.
Hmm. Normally, what sort of age range would come along for something like this?
Well, this kind of specific course is kind of for 7 years up, basically.
Really quite young if you wanted to.
Yeah, we also have like a hip-hop tots course, which we're not running at the moment, but that's a kind of regular thing we do for the real young ones. That's 0 to 7. But yeah, this particular foundation course is for 7 upwards, and it's open to anyone, boys and girls. Total beginners, as I say, through to people who are experienced in the dance already.
Is there an age limit
for everybody?
Yeah, is there an age limit on this as well?
There's not an age limit. You could be as old as you want if you're interested
in
learning.
I'm not going to be trying it.
Never too late to try.
How long does it take to learn something like this?
Well, kind of the kids that come up through our kind of classes, obviously there's kind of a process of learning and getting better.
I appreciate some are clearly going to be better than others.
Yeah, exactly. You've got some kids who ridiculously pick it up instantly and are kind of amazing straight away, and then it's kind of different levels for
everybody. The way that only kids can, really, I think, to a certain extent on that. So how long is the course run for?
So we're running kind of, it's the summer course, so we're running every Friday from, it starts up this Friday, 4th of May, and we're running through until the 20th of July. So every Friday between 5 and 6 6:30.
Okay, and where is that? Is that held at the offices, or is that held somewhere else?
No, that's going to be taking place at the Church of the Good Shepherd, which is Mansell Way in Arbury.
I think that's the hall
there. So.
Yeah. That good spot. I guess it has to be a particular space. You need. Do you need a lot of room? Do you need more room compared to, I don't know, doing the tango or something?
Not necessarily. I mean, you just need a nice bit of space to move in. So. The more power moves, I suppose, you in a club environment or a dance environment, and you're in a circle, power moves, people will kind of step back, so there's room for the dancer to do their thing. But yeah, obviously in a kind of practice and a kind of a workshop scenario.
Okay. And the other thing to mention, of course, some of your guys have been on tour recently.
Yes, that's right.
Tell me about this. Is the what was it called now?
Fly No Filter is the kind of hip-hop theatre side of Sin Crew, and it was the Glorious Tour we've just come off, and that was kind of went on like a spring tour effectively, and we performed in London, Coventry, Norwich and a few other places, and that was great, and we had like Arts Council funding for that, so we could kind of obviously pay our performers and kind of collaborators and stuff. But this GoFundMe campaign is basically just to make sure that the Fly No Filter can continue going on, so we just need a bit of extra support really. So
yeah, how much does it cost to put on something like this?
Ah, now that's a tricky question. You'd probably have to speak to our artistic director for that kind
of
information.
Okay. I don't know, I guess what I'm asking, we're not talking too much, I suppose. Most of these places, I guess you can probably do it in a day or so that's going reduce the costs a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at the moment, any kind of contribution that people could make would be great to kind of help us along. And we're trying to hit a goal within a month kind of period, aren't we?
So. Right, so you've set up a funding page.
Yeah, so it's GoFundMe, and which the web address to make a donation, if you could, would be to visit www.gofundme.com. Just bear me a sec. So www.gofundme.com/glorious-dance-theatre-development.
That's nice and snappy then. It's like
that is nice and snappy.
You could possibly get an email address at the university, yeah, worse than that. not much else.
It's quite a long one. But you can find us out on, we're on all the social medias, so Facebook, Twitter and Instagram under Sin Crew. And if you find us out on there, you'll find a link to the GoFundMe.
I'll slip a link on our own Facebook as well when we do the podcast of this a little later on. And you've got a month to go. Do you sometimes with these things, you know, people promise presents? Do you sort of come around and do a doze or something front garden for them?
As part of the GoFundMe thing, there's various kind of levels of gifts, if you like, for people who donate. So there's various things. Like the very basic one is a tutorial to make paper aeroplanes, which is kind of tied in with our theatre production, where we threw kind of paper aeroplanes as part of the production kind of thing.
Oh, I like that. I think I want to encourage that.
Yeah, there's various other gifts. Obviously, the higher contribution, you get more bespoke personal things to you.
Yeah, larger plane or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. An actual plane. Not quite.
Yeah, I'd possibly fund several tours. Well, look, where do you want to go with the next one? Are you going back to some of those venues, or you've got
maybe. I think the kind of next plan with the production, the Fly No Filter kind of glorious stuff, is kind of putting an exhibition together of all the kind of various things. So you'd have the performance side of it, you'd have an exhibition side of it in terms of visuals and stuff. And in terms of the Glorious Tour, it's kind of tied in with a book as well, which Lucy, the artistic director of Sin Crew, is kind of doing at the moment. And I'm also a designer illustrator, so I'm helping her do that. We're doing like a comic book kind of thing. Yeah.
And I think also that the performers must get something out of this as well. They must get a real sort of sense of, well, worth and enjoyment, really.
The cast, where people take part? Yeah, absolutely. So with this one, we kind of had an audition process, whereas perhaps in the past we've only kind of worked with Sin Crew specific dancers, but this time we kind of opened it out. We had a nice mix of kind of different B-girls who are like the female break dancers kind of thing, coming down from different parts of the country to be part of the kind of production.
Oh, sounds good. Well, Ben, look, best of luck with all the Sin Crew endeavours. I will pop that web address on the Facebook a little later on. For the time being, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.